I need the fresh water here, please, Jeff Carrico said. A world-famous chef, Carrico's was a regular judge for the cooking show On the Line. A crew member rushed in with a pitcher of cold water. A makeup person hurried over to remove shine from Alexis' nose. Clear the set, people. We're rolling, the director yelled. Chef Suzette, what have you prepared for our judges? The host asked.
I've prepared Peking duck wontons for you with a sweet potato mash, the contestant explained.
The three judges sampled the wontons and smiled.
Very creative, chef,
Alexis Gemignani smiled. Delicious, Matt chimed in. Very nice, but I find the portion a little large, chef. The camera panned to the third judge, Jeff Kirikos. I like the wonton idea very much. Unfortunately, I got an inedible and rather large piece of duck skin in one of mine. Suzette blushed.
I'm sorry, chef.
The process was repeated, the wontons were removed, and three attractive dishes with duck nestled in sauce and perfectly cooked Brussels sprouts were placed before the judges. Cutlery was replaced with new, and makeup artists scurried away. Chef Alex, tell the judges about your entree. The camera zoomed in on a perfectly plated dish. Judges, I prepared a sweet and sour duck, making a sauce using the cotton candy, red wine, and veal demi-glace, with pan-roasted Brussels sprouts with pancetta. Please enjoy. The three judges sampled the plate, chewing and looking at the contestants. Very nice. Matt Murphy was the first to speak. The sweet and sour is delicate and doesn't overwhelm the duck. It's the best entree for my palate. Thank you, chef. Alex beamed. While the other judges critiqued the dish, Carrico's was practically gobbling his entree. He was clearly a big fan of the sweet and sour sauce.
Adding the pancetta to the roasted sprouts, Judge Alexis Gemignani began, was a brilliant move. Repurposing cooked duck is not easy, but you were able to do it successfully. Also, many contestants either drown the protein in sauce or don't put enough on the plate. Here, you also succeeded. I would put this on my restaurant's menu.
Thank you so much, chef. Alex was beside himself at the praise from one of the finest chefs in the country. Suddenly, Jeff Carrico's, sitting next to Alexis, began to cough and clawed his shirt collar. Alexis turned to him. The director yelled, cut. The chef's personal assistant, standing behind the cameras, began to walk quickly to him. Before anyone could react, Jeff fell forward, his face landing in the almost empty plate of sweet and sour duck. Chef Alexis stood, her chair tumbling over.
Jeff!
She bent over the prostrate form of the unconscious man. Chef Matt rose and crossed to Jeff, sitting him up. The director yelled, call 911! Get those guys off the set! He waved in the general direction of the contestants. An assistant producer herded the contestants off the set and back towards the green room doors.
Fuck, is he going to be all right? Alex asked.
Jesus, what just happened?
Lisa said as she was ushered through the doors.
We're screwed, Suzette muttered.
Steve Parsons grabbed a napkin and began to wipe sauce and duck from Jeff's face and spoke to him in low tones.
Jeff, can you hear me? Come on, buddy, wake up.
A bloody brown foam trickled from the lips of the world-renowned chef.